This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Tell the Air Force Academy, stop apologizing to anti-Christian radicals.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The U.S. Air Force Academy has apologized for promoting a program that sends gifts to poor children around the world. Operation Christmas Child is sponsored by Samaritan's Purse, an organization run by evangelist Franklin Graham. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation accused the Academy of religious intolerance because Graham is a Christian minister. The group says an email sent to all 4,400 cadets asking for donations violated the Constitution. The Academy called the mass email inappropriate and said any further messages regarding the toy drive will go through its chaplain corps.
He believes this is an example of the residual impact of the Obama administration and their efforts to what he said, cleanse Christian influence in the general culture.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
I would say that this is not a fight between Christianity and Judaism or between Christianity and Islam. It's not a political spectrum left or right issue. It's a constitutional right and wrong issue. And that's what most of our military has forgotten or is deliberately, willingly, forgetting.
Our beef about this is that it came down through the cadet command structure, supported by the commanders at the Air Force Academy to do this.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. So the concern of the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation is that it came down through the military command structure. And let's talk about what the concern is. Is the concern in this particular case that Christmas boxes, they're called, for Operation Christmas Child, was going to go to third world countries, kids impoverished, that were going to get toothpaste, a toothbrush, some medicines, a small toy? That is a constitutional crisis for the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation. Jordan, they're acting as if this is some sinister act going on at the Air Force Academy, and the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation is trying to make literally a federal case out of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, again, there was no federal case, and the Air Force Academy, Dad, apologized, and that's what we found so disturbing, because we've been warning people about this culture of apology. So these groups, they're not winning in court, but they threaten, they file a letter, and they're the ones getting an apology. I mean, it should be the kids, again, who are not going to be getting those boxes because there'll be less Air Force cadets who'll know about it that should be getting an apology, not crazy Mikey Weinstein. Folks, you should read his website. Read what he writes about his own self in his bio. You can find out a lot about people about how they publish their biography. It is so out there, the claims he makes about himself. And again, I just think it shows the true character of these anti-Christian groups when they will go so far as to stop kids in need from getting those Christmas boxes just because there happens to be a Jesus message in there.
Well, let me play something. This is very quickly here. By the way, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Have you had enough of these atheist groups doing this? Have you had enough of these so-called religious freedom groups, because they're not about religious freedom at all, threatening our military and the military cowering down? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Listen to soundbite number 7 from Mikey Weinstein.
We're fighting Al-Qaeda, we're fighting the Taliban, and we're turning our own military into that exact same thing.
We're fighting the Taliban, we're fighting Al-Qaeda, and we're turning our military into the exact same thing. You got to ask yourself, what is this guy talking about? Operation Christmas Child, it's the shoebox given to kids in the third world. And he has literally got the military, the Air Force Academy, scared, afraid of what's going to happen. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. What's the message you want to send to the Air Force Academy about this apology they issued to the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation? 800-684-3110. But, Jordan, we need a lot of people to stand with us. We got a great response yesterday. We want to keep that going because we're sending our own letter to the Military Academy. We're going to take some direct action here.
We can't allow this to happen, folks. I mean, he files a lawsuit, it's one thing. You defend it in court. Just sending a letter and he gets the apology to stop this program, stop the cadets learning about it, that's not acceptable from our Air Force Academy that all of us pay for with our taxpayer dollars. Those are proud men and women, great Americans serving, and also who are, you know, sending their kids there. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. How about it? Treat them like the proud, patriotic adults they are. 877-989-2255.
We've told you about this organization before, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith group which routinely challenges the U.S. military, charging our men and women in the armed forces with violating the separation of church and state. This time, the target? The Air Force Academy, which urged cadets to participate in Franklin Graham's Operation Christmas Child, a program that helps millions of kids in 100 countries. That triggered a nasty response from the anti-Christian group, saying the request crossed the line and even represented religious intolerance. The U.S. military must stand up to these intimidation tactics and not apologize to this extreme organization. Sign on to our letter urging the U.S. military to tell the Military Religious Freedom Foundation to back off. There's no constitutional crisis in asking our military to help the less fortunate. Add your name now to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, we just got word just moments ago that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia decided 3-0 to uphold the constitutionality of the health care law. This was a case we had that now goes to the Supreme Court. Look, ultimately, the Supreme Court of the United States is going to have to decide the case. I will tell you right now that is going to be a challenge. We've got a challenge at the Supreme Court. Our team's working on it. I just got off a conference call moments ago dealing with it, so there'll be information at aclj.org about that. But again, we're going to file at the Supreme Court. They're in conference on the cases actually this week. On Thursday, the Supreme Court's reviewing the healthcare cases. I suspect in the next week or so, we're going to get an order saying when the cases will actually be heard. Ours will now be part of that mix. So working on that aggressively. Folks, I want to play a soundbite for you, going back to this Air Force Academy situation. This is soundbite number 6. This is what Mikey Weinstein has to say about Christians and the Air Force Academy.
This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
I mean, this guy makes these statements that are so disparaging, it's incredible. And let me tell you something. He says it's not a Jewish-Christian issue, it's not a Christian issue, it's not a Jewish issue. Really? Listen to soundbite number 8.
Our beef about this is that it came down through the cadet command structure, supported by the commanders at the Air Force Academy to do this.
Yeah, what is the it that he's concerned about, Jordan? Let's reset that for everybody, that everybody understands what the it that he's talking about is. By the way, our television cameras are here. We're going to have some video up on the website this afternoon about this very issue.
The it was a generic email sent by no one specifically to the Air Force cadets, Air Force Academy cadets.
We're all adults.
Said,
all adults.
Yeah, right. Everyone's not only are they adults, Dad, they made the personal decision to go to the Air Force Academy to serve their country. I mean, these are patriotic kids, patriotic families. And listen, I feel like what's happened here is that these their commanders, the brigadier generals there, the leaders there are scared of these lawsuits, and that's that cultural shift I'm so worried about. He didn't have to file a lawsuit, and he's getting the apology. I mean, this is a guy who goes after anybody who is an evangelical. See, he says it's not a Christian issue. Dad's reading through his website. He's fine with, you know, the mainliners that did not, but it's the evangelical Christianity, the dominionist that he thinks are trying to take over the U.S. military. I mean, how about going back to our founding fathers, going back to the prayers, going back to the founding documents, the writings? I mean, we've always been a country that's acknowledged our Judeo-Christian heritage. So what happened here? An email goes out to the cadets saying, hey, there's a great project, Operation Christmas Child. You put together a shoebox, add $7. It's hygienic items, maybe a couple of toys, and they go to kids in need. If you'd like to take part in it, here's the information. That's what he had the issue with, Dad. That was basically all the email said. He had the issue because in that box, which the cadets don't do themselves, Samaritan's Purse then includes a religious message that is first of all, tailored specifically to the country and the kids that's being delivered to. But really what this is about is hygienic items. And
right.
So now there are kids. There will be children, less, who will be getting their first toothbrush ever in a place like Africa, or people who went through the situation in Japan who are in desperate need of just having a little bit of cheer during a holiday season. There'll be less people. I think it's time for us to take a stand and say, hey, Air
You're
Force,
absolutely right.
Stop apologizing to crazy people.
All right, here's what we want to do, folks. We've got a letter that we got a first draft of yesterday. I've reviewed it. I'm making edits and changes to that today. We're going to send that to the Air Force. I want you to be part of our team going with us to the United States Air Force Academy. We want to help Operation Christmas Child, which, by the way, is linked to our website. You can go to aclj.org and make a donation to Operation Christmas Child of Samaritan's Purse. We encourage you to do that. But we want to send a message to the Air Force to not cower down because of this guy. Don't be so afraid. Here's the number. Add your name to this letter. We want to hear from hundreds of you. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that letter online. Many have, by the way. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, we're in a matching challenge. So when you go to aclj.org and you make an online gift, any amount you give us, we get twice that amount. So if you donate $20 tax deductible, we get $40. We encourage you to do that at aclj.org. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in, Jordan. Let's get some.
Yep, Jeff calling from California, former Marine. So, Jeff, thank you for your service to our country. Jeff, you're live on the air.
Hi, Jeff.
Man, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I'm completely appalled. Obviously, there's a lot of feeling amongst this. This is a volunteer force. We are the greatest fighting force in the world because people volunteer. We make leaders, and leaders stand firm, all right, against foreign and domestic, against terrorism, tyranny. We obviously have a history of doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons, regardless of religious preference. We stand up. And we stand firm with our leaders in the Air Force, Marine Corps, Army. We continually have what? We're in Iraq, we're in Afghanistan, in Africa, where I've been. I've been to a lot of these third world nations. What do? We have combined services. It's voluntary. If you don't want to get involved with this Christmas program, then don't get involved.
That's it. You're exactly, again, I want to echo what Jordan said, and thank you, Jeff, for your service. But you're absolutely correct. This was a volunteer program. They were easily able to participate or not participate. And now Mikey Weinstein is bragging about the fact that he's going to have less Christmas boxes for kids in the third world countries. That's the ridiculous nature of this. We're treating these cadets as if they're, you know, 3 years old and can't make a decision. Meanwhile, they're willing to serve their country in combat. So this is, to me, completely outrageous and one of the reasons why we're fighting back so aggressively. Again, if you want to join with us on that effort, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign that letter. If you want to talk to us on air, what is your feeling on this? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, I'm going to be on Fox News this afternoon on Megyn Kelly's broadcast on Fast and Furious. That is a big issue that there's testimony going on right now between Eric Holder and members of the Senate. So I'll keep you posted on that one. The ACLJ working on that issue as well. That's that whole gun running scheme that was an absolute disaster. Keeping an eye on the government is one of the things we do at the ACLJ. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yep, Brian's calling from Colorado online too. Brian, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Yeah, I just think it's really disgusting. I'm a veteran, too, and one of the main things that was important to me, not being one of these orphans, I mean, just being a soldier away from home during the Desert Storm, was to get gifts. And how dare they say that we now cannot give gifts to the children of the world who we go out and shed our blood for? Shame on them. They ought to be embarrassed.
Well, let me tell you this, though. They're bragging. They've sent out a victory letter, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, to their members. They are sending out breaking email alerts today on the, quote, Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan Purse, and its Islamophobic CEO and President Franklin Graham. That's what they're saying about Franklin Graham. That's what they're saying about Samaritan Purse. Do these organizations, Jordan, you've just been over in India. You don't see these other organizations over there, but you see Samaritan's Purse and Operation Blessing. The Christian organizations are there fighting for these kids while this guy is bragging that less Christmas boxes are going to go to kids in the third world.
I don't see him trying to stop any Muslim charities from doing work, and they exist, and they do some work as well, and that's great. And if they wanted to promote it there at the Air Force Academy, go right ahead. What the clear thing is here, this was a generic email. You've all been in, you know, if you've been in college before, or schools where you've got those email lists, no one knows whether or not you're going to show up or not. No one's keeping track of, oh, he came to volunteer, he didn't. You get probably dozens of those a day or more when you're in college campuses like that from the administration. These are adults. Not only are they adults at 18, these are a different kind of 18-year-old. They're 18-year-olds who decided to go to the Air Force Academy, who were accepted at the Air Force Academy so that they can serve our country. And you know, their leadership brass is now bowing down to, I mean, that's the word I use, bowing down and apologizing to someone who is so out of touch that, Dad, we've been doing the surveys of all of their work that they've ever done, and they've never actually won a case. That they threaten lawsuits. They never win. But their job has been to get these apologies done. And what, again, let me take it a step further. He keeps saying in the comments, well, let the chaplains do it. If you actually go through his writing, he wants to get rid of evangelical chaplains. He's okay with mainliners, but he said there's too many evangelicals, and they put them under the term Protestants. So he'd like to get rid of the chaplains that would be the ones that he say are okay to send out this message. So enough is enough. No apologies from the Air Force. And you need to call and sign this letter right now, because it's just not right that a federally tax-funded school is apologizing to someone who has no record of winning in court. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Kip real quick, calling from Washington State on line 5. Also a former colonel and a veteran. Thank him for his service. Kip, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kip.
Well, thanks. Hi, guys. I really appreciate the what you're doing. You know, just briefly, I taught at West Point, and one of the things I realized when I was there was there's a fear of repercussions that is really guiding a lot of our leadership at our academies. You know, the Christian values are there. There are a lot of great ministries going on at all of our academies, but there's a fear of repercussions. Quick example, I had Luke 12:48, which is a great leadership verse, on my signature tag, on my email signatures, and had to take it off because they said I was being an evangelical.
Well, this whole, and I appreciate your service.
Yes,
we're getting on a break here, but
key word.
Yeah, that's the problem. You said it, evangelical. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read what Mikey Weinstein said about his attack on Christian, on the Operation Christmas Child. That'll get you enraged, folks. Again, you go to your phones right now or ACLJ.org. Sign on to this letter. This is the last day for you to do it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, last day to do it. Sign on to that letter to the Military Academy, 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com. We've told you about this organization before, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith group which routinely challenges the U.S. military, charging our men and women in the armed forces with violating the separation of church and state. This time, the target, the Air Force Academy, which urged cadets to participate in Franklin Graham's Operation Christmas Child, a program that helps millions of kids in 100 countries. That triggered a nasty response from the anti-Christian group, saying the request crossed the line and even represented religious intolerance. The U.S. military must stand up to these intimidation tactics and not apologize to this extreme organization. Sign on to our letter urging the U.S. military to tell the Military Religious Freedom Foundation to back off. There's no constitutional crisis in asking our military to help the less fortunate. Add your name now to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Our beef about this is that it came down through the cadet command structure, supported by the commanders at the Air Force Academy to do this.
All right, so that's Mikey Weinstein, and he's talking about the Operation Christmas Child, which he's thrilled that he's been able to hurt in some way. Here's what he said. He sees Operation Christmas Child as a threat. He says his organization, on the website of the organization, that Operation Christmas Child claims to bring, quote, a bit of Christmas cheer to children in disaster areas and war-stricken nations. This missionary program, masquerading as an innocuous charity, uses deliveries of toys and toiletries as a Trojan horse to sneak Franklin Graham's fundamentalist Christian ministry of Jesus Christ into these third world countries. As if, by the way, that's something bad for these third world countries. So this guy's excited about the fact that he was able to dent this program in some way. Now, we've encouraged you to do three things today. One, on our website, you can link right over to Operation Christmas Child and donate for a box. I think that'd be a great thing to do. We encourage you to do that. Number two, we've got a letter that we're going to send off tomorrow to the Air Force Academy. I want you to be part of it. Here's the number for you to sign on to that letter. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You can sign it online as well. We've got thousands that have, which is great, and we'll get that letter out right away to the military and try to help Operation Christmas Child with this project, because, again, this political correctness is really run amok here. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's get some more, Jordan.
Yeah, Angela calling from Nevada on line 6. Angela, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hello.
Hi, Angela.
I'm glad for the work that you're doing,
Thank
but
you.
I just want to say the boxes are to relieve the suffering and the hopelessness that these children have. And I don't know why we even have to listen to arguments of such.
Yeah, but it's a matter of listening to. I appreciate your calling that, Angela, and you're right. It's to relieve suffering, but the Air Force Academy is basically apologizing for having it go through the wrong channels, as they said. And this is what Samaritan Purpose says about the project. It's to meet the physical needs of victims of war, poverty, famine, natural disaster, and disease with the aim of demonstrating God's love and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. This is not some sinister thing. This isn't some underhanded thing. This is not something they're not being very upfront about. And all that happened was an email went out from the Air Force Academy encouraging those to participate that want to. Nobody was mandated to, Jordan. Nobody had to do it. It was a voluntary thing, and that in and of itself got the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation engaged to where the military is basically apologizing.
I mean, I think, listen, these email systems, if they're open to everyone, which usually they are, and it was just a generic email saying if you want to do this, there's not a tracking device, who shows up, who didn't show up, and who had the time, who didn't have the time. Maybe somebody didn't even have the $7. It was just saying, hey, this is available. It helps kids in need. If you want to do it, great. Mikey Weinstein keeps saying, oh, this wasn't about me trying to stop kids from getting their Christmas care boxes from Samaritan's Purse, but then acknowledges that Les will get them. Because of what he's done here, because now that they're having to apologize and sending it through other channels, this is absolutely outrageous, folks. One, because you pay for that academy, and everyone,
exactly,
all those professors there who are also leaders in the military, that's your tax dollars, and they're apologizing with the paychecks that they get and the funding they get for their school, and they do great work, and it's not the cadets' fault, but the leadership structure needs to get a backbone. They need to stop apologizing to these out-of-control, anti-Christian extremists, and that's exactly what he is. And it's interesting, Dad, because he keeps calling Franklin Graham this Islamophobic and Samaritan's Purse. A lot of these boxes are going into areas where there's a predominantly or even majority Muslim population. And if those governments didn't want that to happen, they could stop that. How about Mikey Weinstein lets them handle that and stop calling people names? But you know what? If he wants to call people names, I'll call him one. Very simple. He's an ant. He hates you as a Christian. I mean, that's his specific target. He'll defend any Muslim. He'll defend any atheist. He'll defend every Hindu. But he hates you as a Christian if you're an evangelical. He's fine if you're a quiet Protestant mainliner. That's what he keeps saying. But those evangelical chaplains We got to get rid of them. That's what this is all about. You need to call now and sign this letter. Tell them the Air Force Academy. No more apologies to anti-Christian, people that hate Christians. When 94% of the men and women who make the voluntary decision to join our military, 94% are Christians themselves. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. They want to get rid of In God We Trust. They want to get rid of military chaplains. Now they want to stop assistance programs during the holiday season to kids in the United States and in the developing world who would have received probably the only present they've gotten maybe in their entire life, and especially those hygienic items, which are what's most important. 877-989-2255. Jan calling from Georgia on line 3. Jan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jan.
Yes, I am just appalled again and again. I have been working since I was a 10-year-old child. As soon as I became a Christian, I've been working and don't understand all this, of course. They hate truth, and the Bible says, even as I was a child, I opened the Bible one day, and then Isaiah says, "Woe to those that call evil good and good evil."
Well, and let me tell you something, Mikey, he doesn't make any bones about it. He considers this a bad program. He doesn't like the way it's been put together. He makes disparaging comments about our friend Franklin Graham. And frankly, the whole system and process is outrageous. The good news is the American people fight back. They get it. And that's exactly what we're doing and we're going to continue to do. Jordan, let's try to get a couple more calls in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to actually George calling from California, because I think it's an interesting point. And if you read through Weinstein's stuff, it's actually pretty much true. George, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, George.
Hello, Jay. Hi, Jordan. How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm a veteran, and I wanted to make a point in regard of Mike Weinstein. You know, he's just like the rest of those liberals that want to tear down this nation. And they don't realize that the Islamic people, they have the money. They're backing them up, you know, with money to tear down this nation, and they don't realize they're being used as puppets to begin with, you know?
Well, I think you're right. Jordan, you've looked at Mikey Weinstein's organization before. We know exactly what's going on. You've seen these boxes delivered. This is really a pathetic attempt to try to create a church-state crisis out of nothing, and the end result is who's harmed here are these kids. And that's the unfortunate thing, and evidently Mikey Weinstein doesn't care about that.
Well, a lot of this is coming actually from parents of cadets that he's getting to sign on to these letters, that it is focusing on Islam, and he calls the military Islamophobic and the holy war. Remember, we had the issue where we train our troops who are involved in the nuclear program, and part of that training goes back to some of the ancient Christian writings on the just war theory, why they're mentally preparing our soldiers for what it means if we have to use that kind of force. And it goes back to how we justify when we have to use this kind of force. Because that happened to come from the Christian just war theory, even though it's been accepted as international law by the United Nations, those ancient writings have translated to that. He got that taken out, Dad,
right,
as well. So, I mean, everything he can do to get anything related at all, including ancient writings on just war theory, which is so crucial to the military, he has done without filing any lawsuits, and that's ridiculous. And now they're not just stopping programs, they're issuing apologies to him. He's getting calls from general and you know, brigadier generals apologizing to him because of what they did for Operation Christmas Child.
It's really tragic, but the good news is we've got a link to Operation Christmas Child on our website. I encourage you to go there, and you could help Operation Christmas Child out. And let me tell you a couple things I'd like you to do as we close the broadcast out today. We're in a matching challenge, and what that means is we have a group of our donors that have said any amount you raise, we're going to match it. This means that if you donate online or through the phones, $10, we get 20. 20 is 40. 40 is 80. 80 is 160. And a lot of you are doing that. So I want to encourage you, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ on air or in these cases, easy way to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And you can donate online. Again, it's a matching challenge, tax deductible. Encourage you to do that. The other thing you do is call us and add your name to this letter, 877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. That letter's going out tomorrow, or aclj.org. We'll talk to you next time.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.